Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's the 22nd of March, 2021. Got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Right, so you might remember, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, Apple discontinuing the iMac Pro. And it was legitimate news. It came straight from the source. Well, it looks like there's going to be some iMacs going to be joining its big brother. Two configurations of the 21.5-inch iMac will be on board of discontinuation as well. That's right, the 512GB model and the 1TB SSD configurations of the 21.5-inch iMacs will no longer be available to purchase. In fact, if you're trying to buy one on Apple's website right now, you can't do it. Looks like the only version that is currently available is the 256GB SSD or the 1TB Fusion Drive versions. Now, what has somewhat changed, the iMacs themselves might be making a slight return in a new redesigned form. We have heard rumors that Apple plans to replace the 27-inch and the 21.5-inch versions of the iMac, supposedly in some type of flat black finish. Ooh. And on top of that, they plan on doing away with that chin that's beneath the screen. And if these rumors do ring true, it's probably a given that the new Apple iMacs will have Apple silicon chips inside as well. Staying with Apple news, and we go down to Brazil now for you Apple people out there looking in your box and saying, where the hell is my charger? Well, the Consumer Protection Agency in Brazil is on your side. They fined Apple $2 million for failing to include chargers with its new iPhone 12 series, something that apparently is supposed to be, at least according to regulations, in Brazil. Now, we all know back in October, iPhone 12, no charger included. Only the USB-C to Lightning cable would be present. But apparently, down in Brazil, that's not how it's supposed to go. If you get a phone, it's supposed to have a charger. I know, $2 million is like a slap on the wrist for Apple. You know, they did have almost $112 billion in revenue. But it does make one wonder, if they don't include that charger in Brazilian iPhones in the future, does that mean they're going to have to be paying a fine every month? That remains to be seen. And finally, from Apple, we go to Microsoft and Windows updates, and oh crap. Let's just face it, Windows 10 updates lately have just been a pain in the rear. I know I'm thinking of other words too, but we're trying to keep this podcast family friendly. We know over the last week, or even probably more, there has been those reports of printing problems. That all came in that lovely pack of March updates. And it seems all those patches, they tried to say, hey, this will work, that'll work, I will throw this away, and nothing has sticked yet. In fact, it's pretty much made things worse. So apparently a fix and then a flop and then a fix and a flop, Microsoft has decided to say, I guess that's enough already. Particularly when a lot of people are already experiencing blue screens or complete missing page elements. So to hopefully squash this bug permanently, the KB500-16409 update, yep, it's gone. Microsoft is literally pulling out that update, and as they quote, will be now a postponed patch. Instead, Microsoft is going to offer up the old update of KB500-1567 and crossing their fingers it'll do the trick. Now, currently it's not available in your Windows update. You're actually going to have to go download it from the Microsoft Update catalog. And if you're feeling lucky on a Monday, well, just report to us and let us know how it goes. Because at this stage, I ain't installing anything from Microsoft for a while. You got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Of course, if you need everything that's happening at BTN, well, you can hop on over to our britishtechnetwork.com website. Check out all the BTN podcasts over there. So much more going on, too. And if that's still not enough BTN for you, get on over to our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Give us a like over there. Of course, we're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. But if you need the full package, you've got to be part of the BTN community. Just head on over to britishtech.slack.com. Join our Slack room today. We'd love for you to be a part of the British Tech family. The news show will happily be back for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We will be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, start off your week with a big old smile. Hope you have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.